Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ken Miller, Republican candidate for Washington County Sheriff, seeking the nomination in June's primary.
You are running for Washington County Sheriff, one of three candidates. First, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Been with the Sheriff's Department for 23 years, have a college degree in criminal justice. Serve on numerous committees, boards, give to a lot of charities. Born and raised in Washington County, born at the Washington County Hospital, so I've been here my entire life.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with law enforcement, especially locally?
23 years of being actively involved in law enforcement. I've worked everything from school patrols to crime scenes to homicides to you name it. I've been involved with it in one shape or form.
And with that, what was your title, or what is your title?
When I was there, I was served as reserve captain. I went through sergeant, lieutenant, and then to captain.
And what are you doing now?
I also do IT work for a global company called Bridgestone, who owns Firestone, so I have a heavy IT background.
And what do you hope to change or do if elected?
My primary focus is to work on the jail. The jail's in disrepair. The camera system needs updated. The doors need updated. The roof still leaks. Our inmate revenue is way down. I want to revisit that contract so it becomes profitable. If it's not no longer profitable, then we need to utilize that space for other things or make it so we can utilize it to get the income back.
And I know that with the county supervisors, they've talked about the hiring for jailers and reserve deputies. Do you have any comments regarding the staffing?
Staffing is an issue, but it's not always money. My wife is human resources, and when they do the surveys, it's management is the number one reason employees tend to leave. They want to feel involved. They want to feel a part of it. They want to be a part of the team. When you have the jail in one building and the deputies in another building, you kind of lose some of that camaraderie to keep them together. So we want to work on having the jailers be involved and have a voice and be part of the meetings and part of the decisions and work at it that way.
Most of the community doesn't see the jail. How would you keep outreach going with the community?
Be very transparent. Facebook updated daily, websites updated daily. Again, with my IT background, those things aren't difficult. Even hard cards for concealed weapons permit holders, not a little piece of paper. Online transaction safe zones. So let's say, for example, you want to sell something online on Craigslist or eBay. We'll have a spot out there that's recorded 24/7. It doesn't cost us anything but a little sign and some paint. And if you sell something, you want to meet them there and not give them your home address, you can certainly give them our address. We'll have a 24-hour drop-off for prescriptions, not just once a year, but they can just pull up to a recycled mailbox. It'll be painted our logo on it. It's recorded. They can drop off prescriptions or non-prescriptions. A lot of community involvement. Washington County does have a drug problem just like every other county. We're not exempt. We need to get officers back into schools, start with the young kids, be seen. For years, I used to eat with kids, be seen up at the Kelowna Elementaries because I'm from Kelowna. We just need to get our guys back in the schools.
And since you are currently working IT, if elected, do you feel there will be a smooth transition going back to the department?
Very, yes, very smooth. I still know all the guys. I have their support. And having that background of seeing how companies have to be profitable and have to earn it, and then how government works, I have that skill set to put them together.
And why did you feel now is the time to run?
Well, we need to fix our jail. It's taken in less than $10,000 now. And it needs to be repaired. We bought it. We built it. The argument going from 20 beds to 70 beds is no longer valid. We've built it. So now we need to take care of what we have and stop the additional spending.
And lastly, before I let you go, speaking to our listeners, why do you feel they should vote for you?
Because I would have the most background in law enforcement and in education and in IT. And if you want true change, real change, you can't vote the same administration. You're not going to get the change. If you want real change, I have to do it, and I'm going to be the one that does it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Ken Miller, Republican candidate for Washington County Sheriff. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.